Welcome, welcome, one and all, to World Tonger Federation News, your quantum multidimensional one-stop shop for all things Tongerverse. What is Tonger, you ask? The better question is, what isn't Tonger? It starts with a simple pair of kitchen tongs and your favorite playlist, and ends in curing all that ails you. Don't believe us? Tune in and find out for yourself.
That I will not get first choice of who gets what color because I am the oldest sister, which means I don't get to pick first.
That's right. And we just went live because I figured what better
I see that. Aren't you just tricky? That's fabulous.
Yeah,
we're
live now. So
okay,
so
good.
Are.
We'll just roll with it. Welcome everyone to the World Tonger Federation News. Hello and good. It's not April Fool's Day anymore. We need to take over April Fool's Day and it's going to be Tonger Day. I think that we just grab it and steal it. It's ours.
Just taking it back.
That's right.
We got everybody with us today. Rodney agrees. He's here for the party. He agrees that it's no longer April Fool's Day, that it is now World Tonger Day. What do we got?
Bob Ross also
is that
agrees.
Bob Ross?
And this is Bob Ross, and you don't argue with Bob Ross. You do not argue with Bob Ross.
We can take that offline because I argue with Bob Ross. I'm a Bob Ross arguer.
What?
I've been ever since the Navy. Just saying.
Excuse me. What? Bob Ross paints beautiful sceneries and helps rescue little squirrels and raccoons and deers and silly things. You don't remember those bits? Those were the great bits when he's feeding little squirrels with bottles.
No, I will fight off Bob Ross with like a mobile pack of like Pepto-Bismol chewables, because I think that's the only antidote for like the Bob Ross thing. But I don't know.
What do you say
for folks out there?
Tongers are flying.
Tongers
the Plutos are flying.
What's up, Jen? Woo! Welcome to the show. Good to have you.
Hey, Jen. How you doing, sis? What's your Tonger team? It is starting. No,
what is your Tonger team? Jen, what's your Tonger team name? Everybody back home, talk to us. What is your Tongarian name? Because everybody needs
one to play.
That's rule number one.
What's your persona? And if you have multiples, that's perfectly acceptable. I have multiples.
I would go so far as to say encouraged.
It is encouraged because it's a lot more fun. And you can have multiple different kinds of tongs. You know, maybe Frankie likes the blue tongs and maybe Franny Lynn likes the orange tongs. I can, again, though... Edward Tonger hands. Someone out there in the world, please do up some like animation doodle something or other for Edward Tonger hands for me, because I would so very much enjoy it.
So would
we're
I.
We're going to be green.
And today we're talking about the different kinds of Tonger that one can play. Because people wonder, what is this crazy game? What's this all about? Besides the fact that Tonger is single-handedly solving
single.
A mental health crisis in America.
Single-tongedly. Single-tongedly. That's right.
Single tongue.
Correct.
The reality is this stuff haunts us everywhere. So the beauty of it is, where can you play Tonger? Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. And we're going to give you some examples today. Haley, you ready to get it going? Or is it Frankie today? Frankie's here today.
Today we're Frankie. Frankie's here today. That's who's here. Job interview.
We're going to start right out of the bat. Yeah. Job interview Tonger. How do you feel about that?
I feel like it would certainly be more entertaining than regular job interview without the Tonger. And I think, honestly, I would probably excel in a Tonger-style job interview far more than any other job interviews that I have ever had. If I could be silly and fun, I would absolutely do better, and I would probably get a job that I liked more. So I, you know what? I'm for it. I'm about it.
Right.
I think it is. I would definitely have a job that I would enjoy more if it was a Tonger situation. If it was more of like, that's kind of more of an audition kind of situation, I think, if it's Tonger job review. Like, that's going to be more of like audition, because you got to be doing some dancing. We got to figure out what your musical tastes are. This is so much more fun. I don't want to know what your five-year plan is. I want to know what your Tonger playlist is. That's what I want to know. I think this is appropriate. I like it.
You know what? I want to know what your five-year Tonger playlist is.
Oh, that is like a challenge accepted. Can I make a playlist that is 5 years long? 100,000% I absolutely can. I'm going to start that today, because there's no time like the present.
There's none. Now, Jen and I were talking earlier about pizza priests.
This is spectacular. I love this already. And what, pray tell, does a pizza priest wear? Probably some kind of an apron situation, right? Because you're tossing the pizza dough. Is there going to be pizza dough? Are the Plutos for the flying pizza priests made from pizza dough? They're like little baked pizza dough Plutos. Oh, they're edible Plutos. New merch. Jen, you get a nice little, like some kind of, I don't know what, consulting fee or something like that. New merch idea. I love it.
It's a great, great merch idea. Now that we're talking about doing exciting things with Tonger, I say we keep it going on the exciting train. So I think break up Tonger is where we need to go next. So, you know,
break up Tonger folks, is exciting,
there, right?
Oh,
raise your hand in the comments if you've been the person to initiate a breakup, if you've been the person who's had the breakup happen too. Raise your hand if you just want to raise your hand. I just want to raise my hand. Don't raise my hand. But I think you can play Tonger while breaking up. What do you think, Haley?
I mean, you know, it because wouldn't you want to create a breakup playlist, right? Because you could, the fun thing about this is that you can get a little bit personal with it if you have to, kind of thing. Are we playing with the lights now? Nope, I'm going to turn the lights on. That's how we do.
These lights are driving me nuts because you can see it's like pulsating. It's pulsating. See the pulsating happening? So I'm just going to keep fiddling around with this while you talk about breakup Tonger.
While I talk about breakup Tonger, you know, again, putting together a playlist for like the break. What a great deal. Okay. No, if you're going to play with the lights and be silly buggers, I can't think and laugh at the same time. That doesn't happen. Like, this is the whole point of Tonger, is that it's perfectly fine. My lighting is, I'm like way blown out over here. So I'm upset for the opposite reasons. I don't know how to correct that. I'm still adjusting to my new environment. We'll figure it out as we go. It'll be fine. Breakup Tonger is the new, most like adult, mature way to break up because you're doing it in a fun way. Nobody has to cry about anything. You can be like, you know what? You're right. My playlist is so much different than your playlist, and they don't blend together well. You know what? It's just time. It makes sense. So I think Breakup Tonger will probably solve a lot of, I don't want to say, we don't want to talk about domestic violence, but you know what I'm saying. We're going to lessen the drama. That's what we're saying. Bring the drama down. It'll be better. That's what it is. I'm red. I think it's great.
If not reducing,
it is. You know, Tonger is very zen.
Come to me, it came through me.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely zen.
I love it.
It is extremely zen.
Changes lyric words to tongue and tongue. Oh, don't even get me started. If I start channeling my dad and we start changing up lyrics into things that have Tonger in it, it's gonna get silly and lame so fast. Also, if I am echoey in my new environment,
you know what's not silly and lame?
What? Earthquake Tonger. Okay, but this makes me think of the obstacle course. What am I thinking of? Games where they run and play and you have the fake earthquake things that happen while you're trying to run through the obstacle course. That's what I'm thinking of. But Earthquake Tonger, also very fun. Kind of, you know, I'm thinking of, maybe I'm thinking of some kind of funhouse circus ride, something or other. Is that where my brain is at? That could be where it's like fake and exploding the ground, but it's definitely going to challenge your balance and your steadiness to be able, or just, you know, go ahead and fall down and throw from the ground, because that might be me. I might just give it up and just like sit down and throw from the ground. Like the ground will move and I will just do my best. It'll be fine.
That's the way to do it. You know, you got me thinking about that. So we're kicking around this idea of like, you know, what happens during an earthquake? I tell you the best way to play Tonger during an earthquake and the best setting to do it. Okay, think back, Superman, 1978. You get the earthquake in California.
Okay.
Before Superman came and reversed the earth. This is like when Lois was like, you know, going deep into the earth now, right? And the rocks were coming in.
Right. You're
claustrophobic. That scene is absolute hell. Imagine if you were playing Tonger while that was going down. Okay, you with me? Imagine Lois is playing a game of Tonger, like while the car is descending into the earth. Come on.
That would be spectacular. Hello. And the target is like separate of the car. It's like falling. So she, like the target is moving and she is moving. Like that's some, that's a lot of extra, like skydiving Tonger. That's a lot of extra like spatial awareness that I also do not have. So not going to be super spectacular at it, but I'm here to try it anyway.
Absolutely. So people out there, if you live in the Ring of Fire and you're having an earthquake, the only thing you can do in that situation, not to stay safe, because we don't encourage staying safe on this show. We're talking about having fun during an earthquake, play Tonger, get out the tongs, get the target, get your Plutos, which are the little balls, start throwing it, and let the wind take you where it'll take
you. Right here.
Right there. Right there. Now, if that doesn't work out.
Go for it.
Yeah. We can't be held liable. I'm just saying. We can't.
I mean, you can try to hold us liable, but we're doing this on April Fool's Day. Good luck to you.
Absolutely.
You can go ahead and try. I don't think it's going to go well. But if you need to talk it out, we can start a breakup Tonger. Oh, therapy Tonger. Oh, I love therapy Tonger. Because it's going to be so much better than having to sit and talk out your stuff in a very serious manner. You know, if you want to work through some traumas and things, I think it's better to do it to a lovely soundtrack. That makes everything better. And if you want to get, you can do like Zen soundtracks too, if you need to. We can play some pan flutes. We can play some, you know, waterfall sounds that you're going to hear, at your little Zen. What am I thinking of when I go and get mani-pedi and they have the little waterfall things? Somebody get in the comments and tell me what I'm thinking of. It's fine, but we can go very Zen with it if we need to.
I get that during acupuncture. I know what you're talking about. And it takes you to a place. Yeah. Everybody out there, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I think therapy Tonger is going to be like, you can have couples therapy Tonger, family therapy Tonger, you can have best friends therapy Tonger. Why not? I mean, if you've got a bestie, why not go to therapy together and play Tonger? I bet you could work out some extra stuff and probably teach your therapist a thing or two.
Make it a team effort. Everybody comes. Everybody does Tonger together.
Can we turn that into
a team effort?
Early special. Yes, let's all please do go hang out at Golden Corral and wait for the South Park kids to show up for the early bird special and play some Tonger. I can't wait for Kyle and Cartman to come in arguing with each other. I'm super excited about it. Early
Every
bird
Chinese
special.
Restaurant in Boca Raton, Florida.
And what are you going, what are the snacks that are going to be available at the early bird special? This is very important.
I mean, everything on the menu is available. It's the early bird. It's all there. And it's like, you know, 20% off, which is kind of a big deal. It's all there. The whole menu.
So
there.
That just means
all,
that
it's
I get
all
to
laid out for the Tongarian.
That means I
there.
Just get to eat more. If it's 20% off, that's just more that I'm going to be eating. That's what we're going to do. I'm excited about it. Early bird special. Let's do that. Get me some ham and eggs. Rock and roll. Qigong Tonger. I just did some Qigong this morning. I love that. Let's do some. I'm about it. Or like Tai Chi Tonger. You're very. Lots of very fluid motion movements. And that is definitely when you would have all the lo-fi music type playlists. I am down. I'm here for it. I like that. Add it to the list.
I think it's a great idea. I love that. I love Qigong Tonger. And yes, those back home, it is pronounced Qigong Tonger. I know that's a very confusing thing.
I'm going to say Qigong because I like Qi. I like it. Qi is my favorite. I'm going to say words how I want to say words. I'm from South Dakota where we say Pierre instead of Pierre. So we don't say anything correctly in the Midwest because we don't have to.
Hey, Qigong. What about Qigong, Tonger? Like my ex-wife. Yeah, so, yeah.
I want some Qigong. It's like a man cave versus like a lady, whatever the women, what is she shed? That's the thing I'm thinking of. Qigong. I like it.
She shed.
Ladies. Yes. It's ladies. We need like ladies' night Tonger. That has to be a thing too. I'm just gonna keep adding
Absolutely.
To the list as we go. I'm just gonna make the list longer. Yeah. You should never have
it's
given
fluid.
Me these to play Folks with.
The Bring them in.
It is.
This is one of my. This is my personal here. Favorite. I think.
This is your personal favorite. Is there
this
a particular
my personal
reason?
Favorite, and I can't defend it. It just is.
I can't defend it.
It just is. It's just my personal favorite.
I will say this, I'll be honest, having been a kid who had to be dragged to custody hearings, I would have preferred it if there was some Tonger going on. I think that it would have made it a lot less stressful for me. So I encourage this very highly. Please and thank you. Let's add this to the custody hearing situation. It would be so much better for the kids. And come on now, people, don't we want to make things better for the kids, right?
It's all about the kids. If we're not doing this, you know, it's like Mrs. Krabappel, won't somebody please think of the children? You know, it's like, no, that wasn't Mrs. Krabappel. That was, what the hell was that? No, it wasn't. Krabappel couldn't care less about the kids. She was a
misanthrope.
She hated the kids.
I was thinking Mrs. Crabtree again from South Park. I'm South Park with Mrs. Crabtree, the bus driver lady who's insane. Who I think
it was Mrs. Flanders.
There you go. Sure. We got it.
Yeah.
No, my brain. Now we're going to go to Nurse Ratched for some reason. It's fine. Nurse Ratched's at the custody hearing. Yeah. Tonger. That would be kind of probably a little bit upsetting. You know what? It's okay. You got to have just a little bit of that stress added in there. It builds character. Or at least that's what I'm going with.
I think it does.
It built character for me. Sure. We're going to go with that. Tonger still would have made it.
Imagine the judge. It would have made it so fun. You have like attorney here, the attorney there, the kids and the judge, and they're all like throwing the Plutos at each other while this is going down.
No, this is great. The target is on the judge's robes. The judge is the Tonger target. That's how you do it. Right? Come on. That's the way we do it. That's some awesome merch again, too. Tonger target robes so that you can have a human Tonger target if you want to. And you can use that in custody hearings or great for breakup Tonger, right? You can be, you get some Tonger target robes and you both can wear them. See, right? Now we're rolling. Now we're cooking with oil. I like it. I'm here for it.
Yes. And for those of you in the, and I say this with all due respect, and I really mean it, the mental health community.
What?
Who are watching this and understand the mechanics through which people transmute anger and they transmute rage. Tonger is simply the greatest way to do that because you do that without actually harming another human being, but you aggressively and ragefully can remove whatever is sitting through the act of the Pluto throw toward the target without any actual harm that can land you a felony assault charge. So see, I think we have a lot of great things happening all concurrently right now.
We're just fixing all the things in the whole wide world is what we're doing in the whole wide cosmos. We're just fixing all of the human issues. It's going to just come along and play with us. It's going to be fun. I like this custody.
You know where else you can play?
Gospel brunch Tonger.
No,
because this is where you would absolutely have live singers instead of play. Like your playlist is sung by a gospel. Like you bring the people in and they sing it and it's going to be beautimous. And moving, and I'm going to cry about it just a little bit because I'm going to love it so much. It's going to be great. And there is going to be fried chicken,
and you can
right?
speak in tongues while you're throwing. Yeah.
I want to speak in tongues.
There's going to be all kinds of good food.
You're going to speak in tongues.
Speak in tongues.
Oh, I need googly eyes on top of here so I can have Google, like a speaking there in tongues is. With my little googly-eyed tongers. Yes. More merch.
Frankly, I mean, we're the not merch train. What are we doing?
What are we doing? We speak in tongues. That's another thing that you get to do as a religious rite. So if you are a Tongarian, you are allowed to speak in tongues every third Friday of the month, no matter where you are or what you're doing. And everyone has to tolerate it because you're Tongarian and you have religious freedoms as a Tongarian to speak in tongues. Oh my God. Can you imagine people speak in tongues? Can you imagine like somebody who works at, I don't know, who is the receptionist for a dentist office who is just out there talking at everybody all day long with her little tongues with eyeballs. And just how insane do you suppose people would think you are and how much fun would that be? I would enjoy that so much.
More insane than they already think we are?
I was going to say, I mean, yes, granted, there is that. I mean,
we're there. We've been there.
I know.
We're not going.
We're not going anywhere. I just want to see how much more I can freak people out. That's what I want. I want to see how much weirder I can be.
Well, speaking of which, party. I think that's a way to certainly get some people's attention here. And there's a lot of trepidation about this topic. It's a Puritan society we live in over here.
It's a Puritan, is it? I don't know that it is. I think the Kardashians kind of is.
Compared to the European?
See, now when I think swingers party Tonger, I imagine dodgeball when they have all the like BDSM gear that they accidentally got. And so I'm imagining a bunch of people in a bunch of BDSM gear, throwing Plutos about and having a lovely raucous time. And good for them. There is, again, as long as everyone is consenting and is happy to be there, that's all that really matters. As long as everybody's okay, go do it. Throw some Tonger Plutos in your like awesome dog collar if that's what you want to do. Enjoy it. I mean, if I get to have a riding whip and a tongs, oh Lord, the trouble that I will make. Oh, everyone better watch out.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here and I could be wrong, but I think most people don't come on LinkedIn expecting to hear the lines and throw whatever you want in your awesome dog collar. And yet, here we are today, and it's great, and I'm here for it. So,
and yet, here we are today, just making history all day long. That's what we do.
Yeah, and by the way, the best part about swingers party time, I just want to say this now. Instead of having like to put the apple in your mouth, you could just put one of the Plutos there instead. You know, tie that in. So,
you could have.
It's a 2-for-1 deal. You don't got to get extra accessories. Like it's already right there for you. So
it's already right there. Listen. The merch, no. If we start doing like Pluto ball gag situation things for swingers and BDSM people, like the Tonger merch in the, there's just no end to the merch that we can do here. We're going to have our own just mall full of all the different merch you can have for Tonger. I can't wait. Like, let's start looking for real estate. Let's just go find a place that we're going to set up shop.
Tell you where we can set up shop is by watching a Police Academy marathon while having many rounds of Tonger.
Okay. Again, if we start watch party time of Police Academy marathon, I have to also add Back to the Future marathons. We're going to have to do a marathon of all the Godzilla movies. I don't care how bad they are as they get. I don't know why the older ones are so much better. They are, but like, I'm going to add those to the list. If we're going to movie marathon Tonger, Police Academy is just the beginning. That's a whole other list that we are going to have to start.
It sure is. And I think there has to be an extra rule for a Zed scene.
Something happens
when Zed shows up. Like you get an extra 100 points if you happen to be up when Zed shows up on the screen.
Oh, that's kind of fun. You get bonus points. I like that. That's a fun time. I think we can do that.
And you lose 100 if Mauser or Harris.
Oh, you get to, okay, that's fine. Do we get to have a little bit of like dogs and kids in the background, Tonger, for when you're doing live and or Zoom meetings and such? I don't know what that's about. I'm on the fourth floor. Nobody's
come on. We're in the 2020s.
We can do anything we want. It's the Tonger verse. No.
Yeah.
We can do
5 years ago would have been a hard no, but it's
post-pandemic. Yeah. I mean, anything goes. There she is. See, swingers, Tonger. I mean, the merch. The merch and the outfits that we're going to have. I can't wait to see what the teams show up in. Imagine what's going to happen when you have a swingers party with all the retired people from Florida. That's going to be a good time.
You mean like an average like Tuesday afternoon?
Sure, why not? Yeah, there you go.
Why not? Speaking of average Tuesday afternoons in retirement communities in Florida, we have wrestling, Tonger, of course.
Because of course, wrestling Tonger is going to be one of my favorite Tongers, and we need to have instead of the wrestling belts, championship belts, right? We have the tool belts that hold your tongs, and they're going to be like the, you know, Intercontinental Tonger, and we'll have to make up some of our own silly fun ones. I love wrestling Tonger, and we need to have Royal Rumble wrestling Tonger as well. In a steel cage with tables, ladders, and chairs. Yeah.
Can we have Parmesan cheese graters a la ECW? Because I think without that, we're missing a tremendous component of this.
If we have Parmesan cheese graters, I need to also have blocks of Parmesan cheese. So if we have Parmesan cheese graters, I'm bringing in Parmesan cheese.
Parmesan cheese graters weren't really invented for Parmesan cheese grating. They were invented for ECW mangling. And like somebody just decided, hey, you know, this can actually work on like grating Parmesan cheese too. And then they went back in time to Italy like 100 years. And
it said, hey, here you go. They were there. They were there in the DeLorean with Doc and Marty. Here you go. Here's this. You can use this thing for your cheese. You don't want to know what it does to people's faces in the future, but use it now for your cheese. I just want an excuse to bring cheese. That's all I want. I just want an excuse to have a charcuterie board all the time, every day. That's what I want.
Twister tonger. How do you feel about that?
It's on the list. And not just, okay, Twister tonger, Twister the game, you mix it with tonger, but also Twister tonger, as in the movie Twister, like tornadoes. You get to be like, yes, that's the storm chaser tonger. And South Dakota is the place to do that.
Sure is. We got come an on actual over. We can... Tornado Alley resident here.
Hi.
This is exciting stuff.
Let me tell you, we've been through life. That's right. Always go into the basement, turn your faucet on, and if the water stops running, you're in trouble. Just so you know.
What is that all about? Educate us, like non-Tornado Alley people, on the water running situation. What is that?
Because of the suction of the tornado, if the tornado is over your house, it's going to like make the water stop running in the pipes. So you can know that that's how close the tornado is to you. It's not, I don't know. I guess it's just another way for you to know how doomed you are. That's basically what it is, which is fine. But yes, Twister Tonger, we're all for it. Never need an excuse to bring cheese. You are my new best friend, Jen. Thank you so much. Cheese all the time, every day. Havarti is my favorite. So y'all want bonus points from Frankie? I will give extra of my Tonger points to people who bring me dill Havarti. Yes.
Dill Havarti's not bad. I would do some unspeakable things for Gruyere.
Would you? Some unspeakable things?
Unspeakable. They'd be talking about them. Love it. People are talking about the Mongol invasions like 1,000 years from now. What I do for Gruyere. And I just said that publicly, but I don't take it back. Gruyere's like, come on, guys. You know, Gruyere is amazing. Like, there are things you do for a slice of Gruyere cheese. And there are things you do to stop a zombie invasion, like play Tonger.
What if Tonger was the cure for the zombie apocalypse? What if you could give a zombie a Tongs and a Pluto? And if you could, like, get them to accidentally throw it as their zombie walk in, it, like, cures the zombie plague whateverness that they had. It's a cure. Listen, Tonger is so powerful. It can cure all of your mental health issues, all of your physical ailments, and it can cure the zombie apocalypse, whatever, you know, virus that is. Oh, I'm so excited. How very lovely. I mean, not
it's
to say
great.
That.
It's pretty great. I mean, the zombies are going to start playing too.
Well, they're going to have to. Not to say that I don't love the zombie makeup look, so I understand that. The zombie makeup that there will be at Zombie Tonger will be so spectacular. I hope people go all out, like cosplay, like San Diego Comic-Con, looking like your mitts and limbs and things like that. I am so excited.
San Diego Comic-Con is something I've always wanted to go to just for the material alone. Because it is just an absolute cavalcade of people just saying, okay, it's a recognition that like I am the entire universe. I chose to be me, but I'm also going to choose to be this thing now. I'm going to choose to be that. And you've chose to be that, but you're not really that. Neither am I, and neither are you, but we all are and we're not. And it's paradoxical and it's amazing. And they all do it together.
And there's all willing suspension of disbelief all over for everyone. Nobody is trying to argue with anybody about who you are, what you are, what your costume is. It's just, you know, you made that costume. It's great. I love it. You're you in the other worlds. I'm not even going to say real worlds because there's no such a thing. In the other worlds, you're you. And in this world, you are, you know, one of the statues from the Angels episode of Doctor Who. And do you know Doctor Who? Somebody get in the comments and tell me what I'm talking about. The angel statue things that throw you into the past, like back in time. I can't remember. Sorry, that was just some pinball machine brain neurospicy situation that just happened there. Again.
Let her cook.
This is not good for me to have things to play with.
I disagree. When you get a neurospicy co-host who's cooking, let her cook. Speaking of letting people cook, annual review Tonger. I mean, we're on a professional platform here, right? Kind of. We all got to deal with annual reviews. I mean, I don't hate that, but like I used to, and there's a one way to do it, which is a good way, and there's another way to do it, which is not. So what would happen?
The only good way to do it.
Hungarian goodness.
That is the only way that it would be good in any way, shape, or form, the annual review. And I think your annual review should be based on how much joy you exhibit about your Tonger playlist. The more joyful you are about your Tonger playlist, the higher your raise. And I think that should be a rule.
Yeah, forget the actual job performance, because that's just it's a big avatar anyway, right? I mean, can we just talk plainly about this?
Yes.
Fundamentally, it's just a big avatar. It's a big character you're playing. It's a big show you're putting on. It doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
And who determines your worth? Who gets to say your value based on an annual review or anything else? You get to say your value. That's who gets to say it. And when you come and play Tonger, your value is always way high vibing with all the rest of us. Come and join us. Because, annual reviews. I won't say mean things that will get us canceled on the lives on the LinkedIns. I will watch my mouth just a bit, but know that my mouth needs to be watched.
It's being watched by all kinds of apparati that we can't even talk about right now, because they don't even want us talking about this next one. Are you ready for this one?
I'm ready. What is it? What we got? Excuse me, what? Tongarian Tonger.
Tonger. This is the Tonger that exists nestled within the singularity of Tonger itself.
Okay. And how does it differ from regular Tonger? Like, get meta with me. What's going on?
This is the Tonger that has always existed, that will always exist, that exists interdimensionally, that exists in every conceivable strand of space-time, reality, matter. This is the Tonger that always has and always will and always is, but is permanently and eternally is. Follow me here? Anybody said, stay with me on this one. This is where it gets good, because every other Tonger is simply Tonger taking a vacation out into the suburbs and pretending to be a certain kind of Tonger. But this is the Alpha and the Omega of all Tongarian experience.
But you know I like to bounce out and go do Burbs Tonger, because the Burbs is my favorite. You know I got to bounce out of Tongarian Tonger for the Burbs. I mean, why else did we incarnate and do this human experience Tongarian thing if I don't get to do the Burbs and be Corey Feldman and call the pizza dude? Klopek Tonger is gun. That's my new favorite Tonger that there is Klopek Tonger, because you get to be creepy, spooky, weird. And oh my gosh, you get to offer sardines as a snack, which is like the worst. Where are we at on sardines as a snack? Smoked fish things in cans.
Fantastic. As long as they're served in the Klopek home on a cracker.
Okay, well,
on a pretzel. Be polite.
You have to eat it.
It is on a pretzel. Right.
It is on a pretzel. And every time I watch that, I want those big pretzels like that. And I have to have those on hand. If you're going to play Klopek Tonger, you have to have those pretzels and you have to call the pizza dude. And you need to have those little bone candies. Those little bone candies from like them Halloween ones, the little like skeleton pieces and things. You got to have those there too, because the Klopek's trunk full of skeleton bones. Yes.
Absolutely. You know who else is into it?
Tammy. Rumsfeld Tonger. If I'd have known you was going to bring up Rumsfeld Tonger, I'd have had both sets of binoculars that I still own despite having moved. Why do I even have two sets of binoculars? Because there's a version of me who is Rumsfeld. That's why.
I know why. Because a soldier's way saves the day.
Saves the day. It's absolutely correct. Ah, I'm so excited. I'm just super duper prepared, like Rumsfeld. I'm ready for anything. I got my three sets of tongs. I got my binoculars. I've got my tea and my cookies. And I have multiple various different ways in which I can break into people's houses and start Tonger games. Pizza
like this
dude
one.
Tonger.
Pizza dude Tonger. Come on now, everybody. You don't have to just be living in a subdivision in 1988 Iowa. This is applicable for everybody here.
How much?
I mean, everybody, no matter who you are.
Okay. Now here we go with the psychosis again. Here we go with the psychosis and freaking people out. How much fun is it to call up the pizza dude and then like coerce him into the Tonger game? Be like, how freaked out is a pizza dude when you're like, no, come in and play this game with us. Here's this tong. Give us the pizza. You need to throw your Plutos. Just the confusion on the pizza dude's face alone that he gets tongs and Plutos instead of a cash tip is just going to be the most glorious, exciting thing. I'm thrilled. I can't wait. That's delivery.
Ooh, he gets one throw. Okay, I got it. So the pizza dude gets one Tongarian throw, and wherever it lands on the board, that's his cash tip.
Oh, because, dude, if you get a bullseye, many good things to you. That's fantastic.
That's the hundo.
I think that's great. That's great. Whatever you hit on the target is the tip that you get. And bonus points if you give us a really great song to add to the playlist.
Absolutely. You know the pizza dude's going to have a great song to add, because the pizza dudes and everybody out there in the delivery business, there's nobody who has better playlists on planet Earth than people who are in the delivery business. There's just nobody.
I am all about
it. They're like God level.
We need to do DoorDash Tonger, where you just like order different stuff from different places and just get all the delivery people to come in and do like Tonger. So you're just doing like all the delivery people. You just order all kinds of carry out and just wait for them all to come and throw I love it. I'm excited. Let's do this. All the snacks and all the food for me. All the freaking people out. What else could I want in this world? I get to eat snacks and I get to freak people out.
I'll tell you what else you could want.
Convention and Visitors Bureau Tonger. This sounds... Oh, Lord. I, you know, sometimes I think that you are just like trying to poke the bear in me who does not like all of the administrative bureaucratic nonsense. And I do. I think you're just intentionally trying to light a fire under me just to see just to wait and watch for me explode. It's going to happen one of these days.
It's where all the good stuff is, though. As Rumi said best, the cave you fear holds the treasure you seek.
I'm sorry, but there, you can say that there's treasure in all that bureaucratic, not the cave. It's not a cave I fear so much as one that I just, you know, I want to just redecorate with some C4. Can I do that?
I mean, full peg house style. Just hope they have a furnace. That way you just go in the basement.
That's
and just
right. This thing. Oh, 100%. You just need Clopex furnace and you'd be all set to go. I love it. This is nowhere.
Yeah, just make sure they're gone for the day. You go down there, you meander about a little bit, you see what's going on, and then next thing you know, you come around. The gas line is gonna blow. And then
I got the binoculars to watch for him. I'm ready. I'm ready to be watching for him all day long. Clopex with toppers.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, okay. I have this one's a little near and dear to you, but we're gonna take the admin out of this. Okay. Can you go with me on this? Take the admin.
I'll
out.
Go with you on
we're just
this.
Leave, like, the best part about it. All right. National Park Tonger.
My oh super favorite. You just made up for all the things that you were doing to poke me.
I thought
the national National Park Tonger. That gets me. I get to go hiking with my dog. I get to be in nature. I get to see all the fun little animals and things. I get to talk out loud like an insane person to myself and freak out other people who are walking on the trails, which I absolutely do on a regular basis. I don't care. I had
This is a bit of a sunset. Keep going. I'm formulating this on the fly here. So
You're doing great. I'm loving it. That's fantastic. No, I just was remembering a time that I was maybe sort of having a screaming match with a bumblebee that wouldn't leave me alone at the park out loud, like an insane person, just as like a lovely little family with some kids were walking behind me. And I just thought, man, you know, I didn't see that mom necessarily snag her kids a little bit closer to her, like stay away from the crazy lady, but I wouldn't have blamed her if she did. So there's
Sometimes
that story.
You just got to.
There Naval is. Standoff Tonger. Yeah. Please tell me Naval Standoff Tonger also involves side quests. Okay, we need to start talking about side quest Tonger is going to be a thing because we need to have little side stations, right? Like the kitty face paint stations. But we also, Naval Standoff Tonger has side quests where people are playing Battleship. Can we also play Battleship where 100%. You are absolutely allowed to cheat?
Yeah, now I mean a real Naval Standoff Tonger. I'm talking like real, like actual navies. Like we're talking about, you know,
on the ocean
situation here. We're talking Cuban missile crisis. Like we're talking like a real naval stand-up, like nuclear powered subs and a game of Tonger instead of the whole damn thing.
Did a game of Tonger. I love it. Back and forth. I bet you they are skilled enough that they could park those things close enough that you could like Tonger across the water from one ship to the other. And I think that would be super crazy fun. Kind of, cause like, I'm thinking Pirates of the Caribbean, where they, what's that called when they all jump ship to the other people to go take over their stuff? I'm sure there's a terminology for it that I don't know what it is, but that. I just want to swing on a rope from one ship to another.
So do I. Just, yeah, let's do it. That'd be great. That would be fantastic.
Can you imagine if you, oh, Tarzan Tonger, where you are Tarzan swinging Tonger on a rope as you throw at the target. We need Tarzan Tonger going.
Oh, that's so good. I love that. We're gonna stay with geopolitics for one more. And
one more.
This is one of my personal favorites here. I think a little Basque succession Tonger would be fantastic. Like, so yeah, like they've been like, we want
what this looks
be our
like
own
in
country
your brain
for years. Yeah, what so does, like so you have like the Tonger? Basque. Okay, so you have like the Basque. So for those of you who are not initiated into like the deep weavings of very abstruse Spaniard geopolitics, there's a group of people called the Basques, and they've been wanting to become their own country for a hell of a long time. And the Spaniards are like, no. So that's an ongoing situation. But if they decide they want to really move forward, I think Tonger is the way to finally move the needle on this. What do you say?
I think that is absolutely brilliant. I think the United Nations needs to start working with us and using Tonger always as the way to go do peace negotiations and all of those things. I think it's the best way to go about it. I think that everyone who wants to have their own little country and nation should just be allowed to, because more Tonger teams, the more fun. So set up your own nation. Yep. Go ahead. Just go ahead and declare yourselves whatever you want to declare yourselves. And if they want to fight about it, they have to fight about it over Tonger with you. And there is no, how can you be upset in a game of Tonger? You can't. So the peace negotiations are going to be easy peasy. I'm excited about this. I'm ready. Let's do this.
Now, a little something here for the over 45s. I think we'll have some resonance over here.
Excuse me here. Yeah. I don't want to call out necessarily my sister, but she is under 45 and has Crohn's. So for all of you out there who have Crohn's, IBS, and all those other things and are, you know, like 18 and older, you are also allowed to play colonoscopy Tonger. But, you know, it's kind of like me when I
you
go
are.
Into the heart doctor and I know I don't belong because, like, everyone else is 65 and older and then there's me. I understand that feeling. So, you know, add that little thing, if you have the Tonger going, then you feel better about it. Triple bypass Tonger. I haven't eaten enough cheese yet. I have not had enough cheese to get there yet, but I think if we try real hard and if people keep bringing me Havarti and if we get some Gruyere and can we add in some Brie, we'll get there.
I think we will. Get there. I really do. I mean, why wouldn't we fundamentally?
I think we should. I think that that's a good goal. I think that's a good life goal to have. I want to eat so much cheese that I have no other choice but to play triple bypass Tonger. That is my life goal. I've said it. There it is.
Now, what if we have like a mashup, like plan. Triple bypass Tonger that happens on the nuclear sub while somebody's getting a colonoscopy and talking about the beauty of visiting Cleveland this time of year? While Rumsfeld's looking out with binoculars over the entire thing, and he's getting an annual review from his Sarge, and there are zombies everywhere in the
zombies are coming. Oh my lord, this is just that, right? You know what
that
is?
Coming down on the zombies.
No, what you're talking about right now is just Royal Rumble Tonger is essentially what that is. That's the chaos that is, and I am so excited to see it. Rumsfeld would be the best at a Royal Rumble Tonger situation with zombies coming in from every side. I think he would excel in that particular circumstance. I'm still going to be steel cage spaghetti Tonger. Is the steel cage fully full of spaghetti? Am I swimming in spaghetti noodles? Because that is
everybody
exciting
is.
To me. Yes.
Yeah, everybody is. It's
yes,
an open
and
cage,
all
but it's
day
a cage.
Long.
You can throw the spaghetti in from the crowd, and then like you use it as part of the game. You get caught into it.
See, my mind is imagining kind of a ball pit situation, but instead of like a ball pit, it's just full of spaghetti and macaroni noodles. And you might have to, if you know what, if you're going to do that, you're going to have to add some sauce and cheese in there, and everybody's just going to have to agree to be very messy. And that's where you mix it in with the swinger party tonger. That's what goes together there. Mm-hmm. Ball pit and Mickey D's tonger is, that is where the next COVID-19 is going to come from. That is a cesspool of germs right there. You are just asking.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, Tonger can cure anything, so don't worry about it. The cure comes with just throwing some Plutos. So you can petri dish in that ball pit all you want. Go for it. Tonger will correct it. It will all be just fine. Don't worry.
I think it will be. I mean, folks, I would love your input, and drop it in the comments, even if you're watching on a replay. Tonger is everywhere. I mean,
it's everywhere.
It is everything. Tonger is the universe. The universe is Tonger.
And so your replay is now, whether you're here in the live or not. Live bunny rabbit ears. I need another.
Because this already happened.
This is
while it's happening.
Giant bunny rabbit ears. That's right. It just continues to happen. Yes. No, I need the blue ones now. You need to switch.
Oh, so every conceivable variation of Tonger has already existed. And already
has already existed.
So, my friend. Yes.
So remind us if we have forgotten.
What do you want to see it? That's right. What do you want to see pulled in from the field and manifested here? You tell us.
It's all available. It's all possible.
That is where the beauty of Tonger is.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
So do tell us, what is your favorite version of Tonger? Who do you have now?
My favorite version is just spraying Rodney again. Like,
no, why did you?
This is great.
Bob Ross is gonna come over here and be like, say all of his silly things that he always says. You need the dark to show the light, just like in life. And you need some happy little trees and some happy little clouds. There's no other way.
There is no other way.
I mean, the only other way is to douse Rodney Dangerfield in Expo spray for your butt. Other than that, outside of that. Sorry, that is Rodney. The only other
no
way.
No hard feelings. Sorry. That is.
That is
the only other way.
I mean, he's good at taking one for the team. We appreciate him. Thanks, Rodney.
He sure has been, especially when he's kicked out of the bar in Ladybugs.
Oh my gourd. I have
he
not
He really
watched.
Took one then.
Add that one to the watch list, because I'm pretty sure I have not watched that since I was a child. That needs to be on the watch party list. Do we need to have a just like a Rodney Dangerfield marathon added to the list? So you're just doing Rodney Dangerfield movies. What do we got? Rodney Tongerfield.
I mean, come on now.
Rodney Tongerfield. That's his name. I love it. Tongerfield, not Dane Tom. Rodney Tongerfield.
What are we doing here?
If we're not going to put Tonger in everybody's name, I mean, come on. I love this. It's brilliant. It's beautiful. I think we need to start adding that to everybody's name. Rodney Tongerfield. And he is so very happy to be doused. And you know what? Being doused in that Expo spray, that's just his kink that he uses at the swinger parties. That's all. So I see he's actually enjoying it. Nobody needs to be upset about it. He's fully consenting and enjoying it. He's asked for it. In fact,
he's not enjoying this. I'm looking at him right now. He's not enjoying any of this right now. He looks like, hey, what the hell was that? He's not enjoying a minute of this, I promise you. We're going to have some words when I'm done with this thing. So I got to smooth some situations over right now.
You better get your tongs ready. You guys are gonna, that's going to be some breakup Tonger. Rodney Tongerfield and you are going to have some breakup Tonger situations going on. Back to the breakup Tonger.
See? Everything, all roads lead to Rome.
All roads lead to El Dorado. All roads lead me to Tonger.
Which is then going to lead me into this.
Oh yes, the Tongdashians. Keeping up with the Tongdashians. That needs to be another that's gonna help be its own little like side podcast thing, keeping up with the Tongdashians, and you get to like have all of our Tongarian friends in the whatever is the little room they go in to talk by themselves at the camera and be very dramatic and angry at everybody else, which I always think is so very silly and stupid, because it's not like they can't go watch what you're saying. Just say it to their faces at Breakup Tonger. Come on, people. Sorry, yeah. I just went on a rant there.
What do you think of this idea? We create a bunch of stickers that just say Klopek Tonger and just put them up everywhere with no context whatsoever.
I love that so very much. I will go out on the town just specifically to put those stickers up everywhere. Just only for that.
Yeah.
And when people ask you what you're doing, you act like Ruben Klopek, and all you just say to them is no. That's your only answer. No. I love it.
Yeah. Who put those up? My brother. The doctor. That's it.
Oh my God, I love it. Where did you get those?
And then you gotta be a Klopek for a day. You gotta open the door very slowly and mysteriously and suspiciously.
I'm only like half of your head sticking out of it. I'm gonna start doing that all the time. Man, now I'm kind of sad that I'm in an apartment, so I can't go bash the hell out of all of the garbage at the end of my street before I like turn around and go back in the house. Just smash it with a
trash days on Wednesday. I can't wait.
Smash it with the tongs. Oh my Lord.
Oh, it's going to be so good. There it is.
If you could have a camera set up just in case anybody would happen to be walking by as you do that to capture their reaction, that would just be the greatest ever. I would love it.
What is that guy doing? Shows like they're all over the block and you're getting different angles, and then there's a voiceover episode where they cover the whole thing while you're just smashing the trash like the Klopeks do, but you do it with the giant tongs and you're just smashing
with giant tongs.
I have a giant tong. I got a giant one. I should bring it on the next episode.
Yeah, you should. Of course you have a giant tongue.
I use it for barbecuing. It's fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, it's a functional. Smoking.
No, it's functional. I use it for smoking giant slabs of like spare ribs. Fantastic.
Oh, that sounds spectacular. Fabulous. Frankie's all about spare ribs. I will eat spare ribs all day, every day. Also, though, when you said giant tongs, I was thinking like a tongs that would be my size, as in like 5 feet tall, like me tongs. Like we need to have that made. We need some giant tongs that are like statue sized tongs for people to put in their front yards and things. We need a tongs. We need like a tong or fountain, right? Like like a pretty water fountain, like water feature. And the little you could have Plutos that would be like up in a little thing that would like kind of recycle and pop out and like light up, and it'd be like a little fun little thing. I don't know how you engineer people out there. Make it work. I don't know how to do that stuff. Make it happen.
They'll find a way. They'll find a way.
They're brilliant.
Now, this is something. All right. All you digital creators out there who are really good at this, I have a homework assignment for you. Okay. So one of the greatest movies of all time, Haley and I will both agree, 1989 Batman. Okay.
Oh,
it was one of the great scenes from that movie when the Joker reached into his trousers and pulled out the longest gun anyone had ever seen. Now, if you can somehow turn that gun into a tong,
giant tong. But it needs to have a trigger situation instead of like you need to like set it up that way that it's a, like a gun tong.
Like you do hybrid. This, but like it just, but it clamps instead of like shooting.
That's right.
It clamps. Yeah.
And absolutely. It's such, I would like love that like so doing, yeah. much. And there has to be balloons be involved. Great. We need big, like Macy's Day parade balloons, size balloons have to be involved somehow.
Of course. And you know the best part about it? Of course. Batman flying in would be looking down at the Joker, and Batman would say, where does he get those wonderful toys?
Where does he get those wonderful tongs?
Where does he get such wonderful tongs?
He gets them from the Tongarian Empire. It's the only place you can get them. I'm also going to go ahead and put it out into the universe that we get to have our own little parade. It's going to be a giant parade. We get to have our own Joker parade, and we get to throw around cash at everybody. Just up into the air. Yes. Everybody gets to catch a bunch of cash.
Releasing like the gas, or that part not happening?
Followed by releasing laughing gas to prep as a pregame for Tonger. So everybody gets a good hard laugh in before we all go to our Tonger tournament. And you can't fight over cash if you're on laughing gas. So it would actually be a safety precaution. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
I like that. Okay, so the laughing gas is released first, and then the money gets flown. Okay, that's the only order of operations that makes sense in this whole thing.
Well, absolutely. I think that is the logical way to do it. I can't wait.
Yeah. Otherwise, you get the limbic systems going with the money, and they're fighting like animals, and we don't need that. So.
Right.
Yeah.
But if we're all on laughing gas and having a grand old time, you just grab a couple of bucks and you run into the next place you can get snacks, and you start up a Tonger tournament. That's what you do.
Addendum.
Sure.
Yeah. You can only catch the money with a tong. That's the only way.
Yeah.
That's it.
You can only.
Yeah.
I'm just out here.
Or you can pick it up from the ground with a tong, conversely. If you don't catch it in the air, it's fine. You can fish it out, but you can only like.
You can't, your fingers cannot,
you can't,
fingers cannot touch the tong, the money, tongs only.
No.
It's like soccer, right?
By the way, it's just like soccer. Like, you cannot use your hands in the game of Tonger because you grab the Pluto with the tong and you toss it. Cannot use your hands at any point during the entire game. Cannot happen. You're disqualified and we sick the robot dogs on you. So just saying.
I think we need to sick a robot dog on me for that. Absolutely terrible. Like I did. I tried. Listen, it's backwards in a screen. It was kind of whatever. It's fine. I tried.
You guys know we have a brand partnership with Boston Dynamics. The dogs are on retainer, so this is not an idle threat. I'm just saying, watching. So if you play with your hands, and if you use the hands instead of the tongue, like we're gonna know about it, and the dogs are, you know,
they're the dogs coming will to
do
get
what
you.
They do, and
they'll do what they do.
To get you, so sorry.
They'll bring pizza.
On that wonderful note, it has been a pleasure. It has been an absolute joy.
Tongarian friends, we thank you for joining us, and we do hope to see you in another Now in the Tongerverse.
Absolutely. And of course, I just have to end on the greatest note. This is my favorite. It's hilarious.
It's custody hearing Tonger. Okay. Awesome. I love, you know what? It would have made my life better. So I let's go send it out into the multiverse where time doesn't exist and I can have it. Hooray.
Damn right. All right. Back
I love
at
it.
You. Tongarians, we love you.
Signing off.
Thanks again for joining us, Tongarian friends and neighbors. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, and start your own Tonger team feuds in the comments. Check out the links in the description to find more ways you can support the Tongarian Empire. And until next time, stay wild and fun, Tongarian fam. We will catch you in another Now.